Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, so it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up cypress, instead of the briar shall come up myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsibly. You visit the earth, and the water is abundantly. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare the grain, for so you provide for the earth.
You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges. With heavy rain, you soften the ground and bless its increase.
You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty.
May the fields of the wilderness be rich for grazing, and the hills be clothed with joy.
May the meadows cover themselves with flocks, and the valleys cloak themselves with grain. Let them shout for joy and singing. Our second reading is from Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that just the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh and set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. To set the mind on flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, so that that through his Spirit that dwells in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them out. other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Sometimes as I participate in worship, I'm aware that we need a continuity checker. So for anybody who did notice that the pastor said during the video children's time that the Lord spread, or the sower spread weeds, yeah, we probably should have redone that one. So today is not a day to bury the lead. With all that is going on in the world, pandemic, economics, catastrophe, loss of jobs, illness, and infection, there is so much that can cause even the most resolute to have doubts and questions. So I'm going to start with a bold statement. I know that I need to hear it. Perhaps others do too. You are good soil. Drawn by whatever it is that brings you to awareness of God's presence, the Spirit is working inside you and through you. You are good soil. Maybe it is easy to look around and see all the failings, all the ways that human limitations have interrupted the best intentions, all efforts to do good that didn't work out as hoped. Maybe it is easy to recognize times when what was intended as a loving response came out all wrong and broke relationships. Maybe in the midst of it all, there were times when vengeance and retribution drove the day, even against one's greatest desire. With all these, it is easy to wonder what kind of soil one is. And for some, words of criticism, of condemnation, of devaluation have been directed to them so easily, so often, so painfully, that self-condemnation is reflexive. Condemnation of self may become a preemptive strike so that the words and criticism of others don't hurt as much. In the midst of all this, especially in times like these, those who are in Christ, those who gather around the promise that the reign of God has come near, that in God's kingdom there is forgiveness, there is new freedom, there is renewed relationship, there is a new way of being, there is life. Well, they need to hear this bold claim. You are good soil. In his letter to the congregation in Rome, Paul has just talked about all the ways that in Christ he still suffers from human limitations. Paul boldly declares that this life in Christ is guided by God's Spirit. As good soil, the faithful walk differently. follow a different pattern. Paul's bold claim is twofold. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as much as this is true for those Christians and of both Gentile and Jewish heritage in Rome, it is true for the faithful today. The law of the Spirit of life has set you free, so that you are free to love and serve God. You are free to love and serve neighbor. You are free to live in the way of Jesus Christ. The faithful are called by this Spirit to set their mind on the Spirit. This all leads to the second bold claim from Paul today. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. These promises are irrevocable. They are grounded in the proclamation of Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. God's word is persistent. God's word is tenacious. God's word will continually seek to accomplish what God sets out to do. That word is sown liberally, even where prudent human beings might consider it foolish to sow. Whether the sower be God the Father or Jesus, it matters not. The sower goes to those places, the path, the rocky soil, the thorny bramble, and spreads the seed. The seeds of God's word do not change. The good news is good news wherever it is sown. It will continually seek to accomplish that for which it exists, to enact the reign of God throughout all creation. We know this to be true. It takes mere moments to recognize seeds that manage to grow on the path, in spite of the traffic and in spite of the birds, or to identify trees that manage to grow in cliff faces where there is no hope of growing, or to recognize seeds that find purchase even in the midst of the thorny thicket. They are not the common ones, but they are signs of God's word that succeeds in the thing for which God sent it. So yes, no matter what is going on right now, no matter how chaotic, no matter how debilitating, no matter how frightening, God is with you. God's Spirit is working within you. No matter what it may feel like, you are good soil, open to the seed of God's word today, tomorrow, and evermore. That promise is irrevocable.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.